Hi, today we are going to listen to a Chinese accent, and we're going to learn how to change the sounds and prosody to a more standard American English accent. I was able to get the language sample from the website IDEA, which is the International Dialects of English Archive. It's a really cool website, and comma gets a cure, the text that they were reading. The copyright information is in the show notes. So I hope you enjoy. Here we go.
This recording, Beijing 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
When she got here, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her.
So for the first there, he says here. He says D for TH and there. He says dare for there. And with becomes wis. He said the TH with an S instead of with the goose.
The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet.
The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The word an isn't clear. In fact, he might have just not said it. An official letter, an. He's saying wet for vet, so that V becomes a W. So he needs to say vet, vet. V is like a voiced F with your teeth on your lower lip, so vet.
The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from rare form of foot and mouth disease.
The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease. So in this phrase, he's kind of adding some sounds and then omitting some words. So he forgot to say the word be, could be suffering. I think he just said could suffering. Also, he left off the in front of rare form. A rare form is what it should be. He changed form to from, just kind of transposing those two letters there. And instead of just saying implied, he said implieded, kind of adding an extra little syllable there. And then foot should be foot. It's kind of sounded like food. And then he added another in front of mouth. He said foot and a mouth instead of foot and mouth disease.
Which was surprising. Because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat.
Which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Mostly just a prosody thing, just kind of he needs to run those words together a little bit better. See it in a dog or a goat.
Sarah was sentimental. So this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird.
Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. He actually did that pretty well. Sentimental, he got all that, so that was good.
Before long, the aged goose began to stretch around the office like lunatic.
Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic. He has a little bit of trouble with itchy. It needs to be itchy. I think he just kind of said itch. And the word strut. He said something else, but it wasn't strut. He changed the word the in the office to just the office. And then he had a hard time reading lunatic. Lunatic. But he did get the L, so that's good.
Which made an unsanitary mess.
Which made an unsanitary mess. Okay, so he had a hard time reading the word unsanitary. There's a lot of syllables in there. He kind of made a good attempt at it, though.
The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, comma, comma.
The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, comma, comma. Okay, he inserts something after goose. He didn't say gooses. It was something like goose, what? It's some sort of W there, owner. Everything else was pretty good.
which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name.
Which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. So the final CH sound on which sounded a little bit like an S. Wish, wish, needs to be ch, ch, which. And then also thought sounded like an S in the front for the TH. So he said something like Sarah sought. It needs to be thought with a unvoiced TH. Odd, the O in odd sounded more like a long O, odd, odd. It was just not quite where it needed to be for a short O. Odd choice for a name.
That's it for today. If you liked it, please subscribe. If you would like to book your own session with me and work on your own accent, please visit my website, clarityaccent.com. Thanks.